The 20 Keys to Reality Making. So here are the keys that encapsulate the highlights of everything that we've explored in this book. Individually, they're interesting. Together, however, they tell a story. It's our story. When we read these keys as a code, they become a reminder of our role in the universe and our power to create. We can literally think of these keys as the software that our consciousness computer uses for reality making, our codes to create and change. And as with any code, the keys are in a sequence for a reason. Simply put, just as we need to have all of the ingredients in place before we begin to bake a cake, our keys to reality making work only if each step of the process is understood and available to us when we need it. So I invite you to consider the following sequence of keys one at a time. Allow each its own merit as a powerful agent of change. Work with it until it makes sense to you. Together, these steps can become your code for changing the world and changing yourself. The 20 Keys of Conscious Creation. Key number one, the divine matrix is the container that holds the universe, the bridge between all things, and the mirror that shows us what we've created. Key number two, everything in our world is connected to everything else. Key number three, to tap the force of the universe itself, we must see ourselves as part of the world rather than separate from the world. Key number four, once something is joined, it's always connected, whether or not it remains physically linked. Key number five, the act of focusing awareness is an act of creation unto itself. Consciousness creates. Key number six, we already have all of the power we need to create all of the change we choose. Key number seven, the focus of your feelings becomes the reality of your world. Key number eight, to simply say that we choose a new reality is not enough. Key number nine, feeling is the language that speaks to the divine matrix. Feel as though your goal is accomplished, your prayer is already answered. Key number 10, not just any feeling will do. The feelings that create must be without ego and without judgment. Key number 11, the secret to lasting effects in our prayers is to maintain the feeling as if the outcome has already happened. Key number 12, we're not bound by the laws of physics, at least as we know those laws today. Key number 13. In a holographic something, every piece of the something mirrors the whole something. Key number 14. The universally connected hologram of consciousness promises that the instant you create your good wishes and prayers, they are already at their destination, and they are already received. Key number 15, through the hologram of consciousness, a little change in our lives is mirrored everywhere in our world. Key number 16, the minimum number of people required to jumpstart a change in consciousness is expressed in the formula of the square root of 1% of a population. Key number 17. The divine matrix serves as the mirror in our world for the relationships that we create in our beliefs. Key number 18. The root of our negative experiences may be reduced to one or a combination of only three universal fears: abandonment, low self-worth, and trust. Key number 19, our true beliefs are mirrored in our most intimate relationships. Key number 20. We must become in our lives the very things that we choose to experience as our world. The reminders of our miraculous potential are all around us. Earlier in this program, I suggested that the anomalies of quantum particles could be something more than simply strange and spooky behavior. I asked if it's possible that the freedom these particles have to move in time and space is really showing us a freedom that might be possible in our lives as well. Our bodies are made of precisely those same particles. Well, following all of the experiments, the research, and the demonstration of those who have transcended the limits of their own beliefs, I believe that the answer to this question is yes. If the particles that we're made of can be in instantaneous communication with one another, if they can be in two places at once, if they can live in the past as well as in the future and even change history through choices made in the present, then surely we can as well. The only difference between those isolated particles and us is that we're made of a lot of particles and we're held together by the power of consciousness itself. The ancient mystics reminded our hearts, and modern experiments have proven to our minds that the single most powerful force in the universe is something that already lives within each of us. And that's the great secret of creation itself. It's the power to create in the world what we imagine in our beliefs. And while it may sound too simple to be true, I believe that the universe works precisely this way, and the evidence supports that belief. When the Sufi poet Rumi stated that we're afraid of our own immortality, maybe what he meant was that it's actually our power to heal the very conditions that steal away life itself that truly frightens us. Maybe all we need is a little shift to see that we are the architects of our world and our fate, cosmic artists expressing our inner beliefs on the canvas of the universe itself. If we can remember that we are the art as well as the artist, then maybe we can also remember that we are the seed of the miracle as well as the miracle itself. If we can make that one small shift, then we are already healed in the divine matrix.